This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on it.
You are listening to 5 on it on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And here is
number 1.
What was the worst part of the Bears' 19-16 loss to the Lions in the regular season finale at Soldier Field?
I feel like, unfortunately, the worst part was that the best defensive stop the Bears got was when the Lions called a trick play that didn't work. Like, that was insulting to everybody. I agree with Ben Johnson. Job gets a lot easier defensively if the offense stays on the field longer and sustains more drives. We talked about the difference between how many plays were run between the two teams at the half. That's not what you want to see. You don't want to see somebody have an all-world half like Amon-Ra St. Brown had, similar to what Christian McCaffrey did the week before. That's going to put you in a hole. But unfortunately, when the Bears needed stops, that just wasn't the case. And then not just that, but the way the Lions were mocking the Bears' first down celebration, that was petty. That was incredibly petty. But yeah, so worst part was probably the first down that they would get, because you know the Bears unfortunately couldn't stop a lot of drives. And then them mocking the Kobe Bryant celebration for first down at their place? Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
The worst part for me was coming to the understanding and now being resigned to the fact that the Bears' secondary is somewhat cooked. If they're not creating turnovers, they're giving up play after play after play. And specifically, to watch Amon-Ra St. Brown catch balls repeatedly to the tune of 9 catches on 11 targets in the first half for a buck 10, and understand that he was either alone in the frame as I was watching on TV, or somebody like, I don't know, Jalen Johnson was trying to catch up with him. It was disheartening. It was disconcerting. And it was a tell for me that going forward, this is what the Bears secondary is probably going to look like. Now, insert Tyreek Stevenson and maybe you get a different result. Kyler Gordon comes out. Maybe you get a different result. But what's billed as a strength of this team heading into the season is clearly one of the things you have to ask yourself. Is Christian Watson going to have another game like that? Flashes back to game 1 versus Green Bay.
I mean, the defense is the answer. But I will say some things that I was very disappointed about with the offense. I was one of the people that was very disappointed, is very disappointed, that Caleb did not get the 4,000. I'm glad he passed Eric Kramer's 1995 single season record. But I do think symbolically, however you want to phrase it, it's just so important that that, and I think Caleb Williams could very well do it next year, and maybe he'll even do it in 16 games to keep people quiet about that. That was disappointing to me. And again, and I know we talked about it a little bit, you didn't even put up a point until the third quarter of the game. It's 16-0 in the third quarter with the defense just barely hanging on. As in, they're bending like crazy, but they're giving up field goals to the Bears' defense. As bad as the Bears' defense was, to their credit, they're giving up field goals and almost begging the offense, come on, man, we need you guys, we need you guys. And it was like the pass to Jahdae Walker, the 25-yard touchdown, the 19-yard touchdown to Cole Kmet, both with subsequent two-pointers. Awesome, awesome, great stuff. Even the two-pointers were pretty sick, but it wasn't enough. I hope this is a lesson learned by the entire team, but I was pretty disappointed with the overall performance of the Bears offense on this day.
Number two.
The Bears finished the regular season with an 11-6 record and are the number two seed in the NFC. So here's the question. Are they cooked or did they cook? Did they cook or are the Bears now cooked?
There are these feelings that you get where you're like, yeah, I did this. But then, oh no, the expectations. Did I cook or am I cooked? And that's where I felt like I was when I was walking to work today. That's just a life question for me every day. But yeah, congratulations, the Bears. You got the 2 seed in the playoffs. Nobody else wanted to win any games going into the playoffs except for the Seattle Seahawks, and you know how I feel about how they looked against the 49ers. Damn good. Also respect their offense. Sam Darnold in the playoffs is the last dragon he's got to slay. So when it comes to how the Bears got here, what happened, I'm like, yeah, 2 seed, let's go. Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, God, why did they look like they were miles away from the Lions at the half of this game? Just like they unfortunately looked bad at the half against the 49ers. And oh, by the way, not a great first half previously against the Packers. I don't know that they're cooked, but I worry that thanks to the 49ers and Packers games, and now the Packers are playing the Bears again, and thanks to the Lions again, that the team has opposing the Bears has a book on how to beat this team. If I'm the offensive coordinator for team opposing the Bears, I'm calling a lot of crossing patterns, unfortunately. If I'm trying to stop the Bears offense, I'm probably doing a blitz look or two, knowing that that might junk up the front, as the Dennis Allen description of the defense likes to exist. So there are a couple of different ways where, unfortunately, you see where the Bears' flaws lie. Like the Aiden Hutchinson sack, for example, when Darnell Wright didn't get help. Like, you have to take advantage of those if you're opposing the Bears. So I ask the question, did we cook or are we cooked?
So, and your answer?
Yeah, what's the final answer?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know what? I can't be mad at that. You know why? Because my answer is also yes. Here's why my answer is yes.
Yes, we cooked. We also, I just don't know about the, I don't know.
No. Listen. It's a valid answer because they did cook in the 2025 season.
Yeah.
But you better do something in these playoffs. You know why? Did you know what other news came out yesterday after all the games went final? The Bears' 2026 opponents. Let me tell you something. They already got play in arguably one of, if not the best divisions in all of football, NFC North, year to year. I know this year the NFC West was probably better, although everybody in the North finished with a winning record. Everybody in the North finished with a winning record.
Yeah, you can say that and then take a gander at what the hell happened to the NFC South. I told you somebody had to win that division and nobody wanted to.
Yeah, the Falcons wanted to, but they lost to the Jets.
It still took a Saints loss in order to have the Panthers come out with it.
So looking at 2025, here's why they did cook. They got the 2 seed and they bounced back with a great 11-6 season. But here's why they are cooked. Because if you look at who they got to play next year, they have the toughest strength of schedule based on this year's records next year. Because they got to play, you know, the division 6 times. They also got to play the AFC East. You know, the Patriots reside there. The Buffalo Bills. You got to go to Buffalo in their new stadium next year. They also have to play, because they finished in first place, the division winners of the NFC. That includes the Seahawks. Oh, that's on the road, by the way. And also the Jaguars. who look like a team that could be reckoned with. So you look at their schedule next year, they're cooked going forward. Not to say they can't be good next year and find a way back to the playoffs, but I'm saying you better keep cooking in 2025 to make it all worth having the worst schedule in the NFL next year.
That's why I kind of disagree with what Layla said earlier, that it's all a bonus right now. To me, I stopped thinking that way probably around the Pittsburgh game or so. It's like, okay, I accept that the Bears are a winning team. Then they deserve that. And you got to take full advantage of it because this stuff goes away very fast. It really does.
I mean, think about it. Like Joe Burrow gets injured. You're facing Joe Flacco. That was not an easy game for the team to win.
Amen. Couldn't even beat Snoop.
Amen. So I'll answer the question like this. They have looked cooked the last 2 weeks, the defense specifically. Offense did not look particularly good yesterday either, but the offense did look good against San Francisco. So the defense has looked cooked for the last 2 years. I don't think they are cooked because, look, the Bears came very close to winning both games against Green Bay if it wasn't for that darn interception in the end zone in the first game against Green Bay. And I know Green Bay outplayed the Bears. The point that this is building up to is, I know, Marshall, you're a little worried about this game yet for Green Bay, and I understand that, but this will be a close game, and it's a winnable game for the Bears. So to call them cooked, like, I can't do that. They're still cooking.
Have your Alka-Seltzer on standby?
Absolutely. You know I got the chewables.
The chewables are good.
Aren't they good?
I just don't Cherry know that chewables. It's as simple as, oh, here's a different looking team than what we saw the last 2 weeks on Saturday. And
you're
if it
right.
is, then that's another layer of why Ben Johnson is the awesomest coach who's ever awesome.
But the Packers aren't great. You know what I mean? They're good.
They are a flawed team. There are a lot of great flawed teams sitting around.
Just like the Bears.
But you can't let that crap happen. Like the Josh Jacobs 21-yard run on 3rd and 1, and you saw how nobody wanted to tackle that guy. That's what makes me concerned.
Well, may I offer you a Bo Melton or a Christian Watson?
You're doing flashbacks.
Why am I talking about Bo Melton?
Bo Melton and the slant against CJ GJ, Christian Watson.
Ooh, from the beginning. Not CJ GJ against your number one receiver, yeah. Like what happened yesterday.
Stop doing that.
As soon as we got to this point where the Bears were a playoff hopeful, like playing to get into the playoffs and now obviously in the playoffs, I've said it very simply, I'll repeat it again. Caleb Williams, it's going to ride with his performance. He probably does have to outplay Jordan Love. But not only that, Caleb Williams, we talk about the cape, Superman. I've talked many times about Clark Kent. Clark Kent needs to hit deadline, okay? And then, yes, you could do the Superman thing, but if he doesn't hit deadline like he did this past week, 3/4 of no points, you're going to be in trouble.
Five on it. Number 3.
This is 5 on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody. After the loss to the Lions, Bears coach Ben Johnson shared his playoff approach.
You talked about trying to avoid 2 losses going into the postseason. What do you do this week to flip the script and to get back on track here?
Yeah, I let them know that it's a new season. So we're starting fresh right now. And if we want to make the most out of this new season, we need to go on a 4-game winning streak, which we've done twice already this year.
It's Bears coach Ben Johnson. What needs to change in order for the Bears to have a 4-game playoff winning streak?
Mark Rote looked deep in thought, so he gets to go first.
Honestly, I heard that before, obviously, hearing Matt Nagy say that, like the 4-game winning streak. I get a little goosebumps right there. I mean, why not? Why not a 4-game winning streak for the Chicago Bears?
You don't want me to answer that question. Do you want me to answer the question?
Did I really just say Matt Nagy? I've done that twice.
Oh, my God!
You know why? Here's why. Because there was a story about him by Dan Pompey in The Athletic. So I've got Matt Nagy on the brain over the last few days. I am sorry to you, but I like Matt Nagy, so I'm not that sorry. But I'm sorry to the listeners who I'm confusing right now.
Do you like running the football? Then you don't like Matt Nagy.
Well, that's true. Could have used a little more Jordan Howard back in the day. But it seems like, from reading the article I read, that he has learned. Matt Nagy has said that he doesn't need a bunch of yes men surrounding him. Like Ben Johnson doesn't have yes men surrounding him. What was the question here?
4-game winning streak.
Oh, yeah.
What needs to change in order to have a third 4-game winning streak?
And now you know our show for tomorrow.
I think we've been talking about it. Look, the defense is regressing. That is the secondary. I mean, how many times can we talk about it? The lack of pressure on the quarterback. It's all there. It's all real. And then, quite simply, again, you found out yesterday, even with the offense, it's been great. The magic has been wonderful. Caleb has had a terrific year. He's progressed. wasn't very good until the end again, and this time he didn't get away with it, or the offense didn't get away with it. So that's still got to be better.
It's really simple. The two winning streaks he's referring to comprised 9 total games, a 4-game winning streak early, a 5-game winning streak a little later. In those 9 wins, only 2 of those teams are still playing football this season. That's the biggest difference. That first 4-game winning streak, none of those teams are still playing football. In fact, they're all pretty much top 5-ish in the draft coming up. So that tells you the quality of wins. Now you got to beat real teams who are really good. Outside of that Eagles win, I haven't seen a complete win against a playoff team all season from this team.
To quote the great artist Future, and also somewhat Drake, you need a really big team who does some really nice things. Okay? That's what needs to occur here. And frankly, you do need a lot of what's behind door number one. You have to, I hope that, I'm waiting for some sort of super secret defensive stunt craziness to happen up front out of Dennis Allen. But the problem is the checkdowns that Jordan Love had, where he was able to beat blitz look every time. That's the stuff that can't happen. Again, I said it, assignment. You can't have, and I don't even know if he's going to be able to play because it was a concussion.
Who?
CeeDee Gardner-Johnson on your best receiver can't happen. Safety help, poor Jaquan Brisker ran so many miles in the game yesterday. So those looks have to change, I think. And obviously, your offense can't go 3-and-out to start the game.
Stop that.
Stop.
Stop it.
And you know what, Ben Johnson, call more run plays for DeAndre Swift.
Maybe Rowan Madunte is behind game door number 4.
Doing it
well?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4.
What was your biggest takeaway from the final week of regular season action around the NFL?
Uh-oh. Hey, did anybody catch that Sunday night game?
The Seahawks are damn good. The Seahawks are so good.
Seattle.
Seahawks have a top 5 quarterback. They have perhaps, and I think maybe the best receiver in the league, than Jackson Smith and Jigba. And that defense absolutely stifled the 49ers. Did you see how good all of the tackling was? They were like, oh, I look in your direction. Tackled, no gain. No yak, no rack. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Seahawks look great.
Their quarterback is questionable. He's got 14 picks on the year. I don't trust
him.
He's
top 5 in passing in the league.
That's
Give
cool.
Give him some credit.
That's cool. We'll see what he does when he gets on the road. Wait, they don't go on the road. My bad. Mark, tell me about that Sunday night game.
I have to say,
I want an apology.
here's what I will say. And this little thing going on is because Marshall at the beginning of the year told Layla and I that the ceiling for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers is the Super Bowl. I rejected that because I thought things would implode. I thought that Aaron Rodgers would pull an Aaron Rodgers. And I thought that the natural aging process would overtake him, which still could happen anytime.
And how many wins did they have? How many
Wait.
Wins did you say they'd have?
I don't remember what I said. Did I say 6 or something like that?
Yeah,
I might have
said
6. So I'm not going to apologize necessarily because I have way too much pride. but I will say.
I think you just got as much as you're going to get.
I was very entertained by the game, and I actually, when Aaron Rodgers makes the game-winning play, of what turned out to be the game-winning play after the missed field goal at the end, I was like, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I was. Like, I stepped out of character for one moment, and I was like, what a great game. What a good moment for Aaron Rodgers. Is that enough for you for now?
Did you see the camera in Mike Tomlin's
face? Do you have to have an apology?
Was it a moment for Aaron Rodgers, or was it a collapse by the part of that poor kicker who had to replace Justin
Tucker? Absolutely. I'm just talking about the drive before. Like, the back and forthness of it was fantastic.
It's a great game.
It really was. But you're right, Layla, of course. The missed kick, which should have made. Well, I don't know if that somebody got a hand on that ball, or if it was just a good old-fashioned
wide right.
I mean, you got to make that. Right away, the kicker puts his hands over his eyes as if he was crying in that moment. So, yeah, felt bad for the kicker, but I was entertained. Is that enough for you, Marshall?
Yes.
For now?
We're running out of time.
Executive decision. We're going to continue 5 on it in our last question in our next segment. We can do that. So go ahead. Answer the question, Marshall.
Oh, no. That's not enough for me, but since time was not on my side, I'll take it from Grody. I'm going to be hanging that over his head after every Pittsburgh Steelers win. going forward.
Oh, God.
Although they've got a really rough matchup.
I think you've got to step up to the podium for not just Grody, because I saw texts and stuff, and people were like, oh, what do you mean, Marshall? There's no way the Steelers will play the Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
I got one for you, Marshall. If they go to the Super Bowl, I will apologize to you.
Okay, that's all.
How's that?
If they go to the Super Bowl, if the Steelers go to the Super Bowl, we're talking about Mike Tomlin's next job prospects in the same season he goes to the Super Bowl.
Amazing.
Which would be amazing.
Amazing truth.
God. I did enjoy him looking directly into the camera and being like, yeah, what's good now? Yeah. Uh-huh. I enjoyed that last night. That was hilarious.
What you want now? Right. Okay.
Rodgers looks pretty good, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
He didn't have DK Metcalf.
Okay. Enough.
Think
enough
about the way
you.
They won the last two games.
It's fine.
Think about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. It's fine.
Like a pass interference call and then missed field goal. Smoke and mirrors, baby. All right. So our next five on a question I've decided should come next after the break. So it's going to. This is an excellent trivia question and it's got me stumped. So that's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Listen to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Five on it.
This is Five on It with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. Normally it only goes one segment, but we got three people, and this was a great fifth question. And I think it was submitted by our friend David Dykstra, so it deserves to be asked because we don't do enough sports trivia.
Number five.
All right, here is the fifth question. As you said, Layla, with the trivia, what NFL head coach has more career rushing yards than Bo Jackson?
Current NFL head coach, right? The answer, the question
correct.
Was current, and that's what has me stumped. And I think it's just a good question to submit to the group. So that's why I wanted to follow up on it.
Not Eric Bieniemy.
He's not a head coach.
Oh, he's not a head coach.
I immediately thought of him too, and I guess it's just because Bears running backs coach, so that's what you think of, and it's Eric Bieniemy.
Am I allowed to put the list of coaches in front of me?
Sure. No? Look at them.
I don't want to.
Well, and then that's, you're just, thinking about player coaches.
Just go NFL coaches.
Yeah, I'm going to do
so
that.
So then you know it's not Aaron Glenn because he played defense. Also, LOL at his team not getting an interception.
Yeah, that's not good. That's the first time this happened
season.
In NFL history.
Oh, that's painful.
And you're a what? What was your career? What were you known as?
You know it's not Ben Johnson.
Yes.
No.
He did not play in the NFL.
He was a
quarterback. How about this?
I don't think it was Dan Campbell. He was a tight end.
I know the answer. So things I want to make you guys aware of.
Yes.
Bo Jackson didn't play that long.
Yeah, right. No, that's a great point.
Bo Jackson was also a part-time player.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. He was loud when he was playing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He was undeniable when he was playing.
We all remember Brian Bosworth.
Ask Brian about that.
Sadly, we also remember the injury.
Oh, the hip.
The hip.
I want
to ask a doctor if that injury happens today, if he could come back.
Brian Cole's always really good to ask those questions too. He's been on our station before.
All right, we're not getting this. We're not getting anywhere here, are we? Who? I'm looking at these names.
And the answer has come through on the text line.
I know the answer.
It has.
I know the answer before the text line.
Oh,
you want me to tell?
Wow. Wait a minute.
It's a quarterback. Former quarterback.
Oh, so I was thinking running back.
But
so
that's why I gave you the hint that he didn't play very
years
long.
Years in the league, see, if overrode I, rushing
and
yards
there's a
in
Chicago
a season.
Tie because it's a former Chicago Bears quarterback.
If I had been thinking differently, if I had allowed my brain to expand, I would have gotten this one.
The
would you
answer
like to, give
to the
it?
Question is Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
He had 2,787 yards rushing, which is 5 more yards than Bo Jackson.
Yes, Jim Harbaugh kids was once a Bears quarterback and once an Indianapolis Colts quarterback, and actually more successful as an Indianapolis Colts quarterback. They called him Captain Comeback with the Colts, which bothered me a lot.
Despite the way we talk about Bo Jackson, understand this. Bo Jackson played 4 NFL seasons. Bo Jackson never played more than 11 games
That's
in an NFL
amazing,
season.
Bo
also played while I was a child, so in my mind, he has a million yards.
So what's crazy is even though that's true, his final season, when he got hurt, he actually made the Pro Bowl because that's how good Bo Jackson was. His longest rush for each of those 4 seasons, 91, league high, 25, his second year, 92, league high, and 88, league high. So 3 of the 4 years he played, he had the longest rush of the season because he was electric.
I just wanted to button that up because it was a great question on this. Plummer's 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and so concludes 5 on it. Now, Mark Grody, you talk to as the dramatic music cuts off.
Let's get serious now.
Fade to black.
Back to Bears.
Now, Mark Grody, you had a conversation with Jaquan Brisker that got a lot of interest on social media yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was part of really what you guys discussed in the locker room.
Yeah. One of, just to give you a little bit of the setting the scene for you, in the locker room, I had just spoken to, with other reporters, just spoken to Jalen Johnson about the game, and he was talking about, and this is paraphrasing, talking about how Detroit used their best stuff against the Chicago Bears, and their best stuff when Detroit is clicking, when their offense is on, nobody uses the middle of the field better than the Detroit Lions. So Jalen Johnson mentioned that, and right after we talked to Jalen, we waited for Jaquan Brisker to speak to us. So I kind of started with that to Jaquan Brisker about what Jalen had just said, and it sounds a little something like this.
Jalen said that they kind of used their strength against you, getting a lot of stuff in the middle of the field, their offense against your defense. Why were they able to get away with that so easily?
I mean, we playing a whole bunch of man today. No help in the middle. A lot of, you know, picks, rubs, you know, really they schemed us up, and, you know, we just had to do a better job covering. Yeah, they just got us in the right call. They just out-schemed us, really, just be honest.
He kind of said both there. I mean, he's definitely calling out the scheme and subsequently the coaches on this, and Dennis Allen and whomever is involved, but he also said what is correct. They needed to cover better as well.
Well, and that's I think, part of this. And there was a play during the game that Tom Brady appropriately gave Jaquan Brisker credit for because everybody else bit on a fake and he didn't, and that's why the Lions play ended up being neutralized. The difference between these two games, though, the Lions game this past Sunday and the one in week 2, is obviously the lack of explosive plays that the Lions had in week 2 compared to what happened. That's how you get to 52 points, was a lot of the bombs that we saw being thrown by Jared Goff in Detroit that time. So at least that didn't happen this time. But Jaquan studies the tape, man. He's a guy who I do listen to his opinion when it comes to a scheme, when it comes to an approach. That guy is a film study fiend. So when he talks about stuff like this, I'm very interested in what he has to say.
Yeah, I think it was interesting, too, what Big Ant was saying about it and the fact that there was so much man being played. And what Ant was saying was Dennis Allen just trying stuff, like working, using this opportunity, which sounds crazy if you really are serious about winning the game. So I'm trying to give, I guess I'm trying to give Dennis Allen the benefit of the doubt, because Jaquan Brisker just kind of sold him out right there.
You know why it doesn't sound crazy? Because did you check the tape of the previous game? What else were they supposed to do but just try stuff? They gave up 1,000 whatever doing what they were trying to do.
496 yards? Are you
it's a fair
about
point, Marshall.
Against,
you got to do
I'm
something.
About the Week 2 game.
So, no, I'm talking about the 49ers game.
Yeah.
Looking at this is
relative to that, you got
to
do something differently.
You got to do something different. So, yes, you just have to start trying stuff.
Yeah.
Because in looking back a week ago, you're saying our defense probably can't be worse than it was in that performance. And so then you start trying different stuff. And to be fair, they held them to 19 points, which is not only a lot less than the 50-plus points they gave up in Week 2, but is also a lot less than the 49ers.
You're saying it worked.
No, but listen, if I told you the Bears need to score 20 points to win this game against the Lions going into the game, you would have been like, sign me up.
No doubt.
Oh,
no doubt.
Yeah, I'd have said bet they win. And somebody last week on our text line said... They were like, oh, interesting approach. A bend and break defense.
Yeah.
And I've been laughing at that all week.
So now what you have, Grody, and I'll give this credit to Dennis Allen, despite what Jaquan Brisker said, and he's not wrong, is you have Dennis Allen being able to take the tape of now the last couple of games. Maybe you get Kyler Gordon back. Maybe. I'm not saying that's going to happen.
And will he be a hundo if he's in?
Well, more importantly, will somebody...
No, he will not.
Probably not, Layla.
Will CeeDee Gardner-Johnson be back from concussion protocol?
Yeah.
Because if he's not back, now what are you doing?
And then will they stop leaving him on an island? When Christian Watson gets a slant, are they going to have him?
Well, I think Tyreek Stevenson... We'll be back.
But that's the most confounding part about the entire defensive look yesterday was how many times CeeDee Gardner-Johnson was on Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that should never happen.
Guys, watching from the press box, watching those passing plays come together, it's like a horror movie, you know, because we get to see
from up top.
Yeah, from our view, it's like the perfect press box view watching over it, and you see these guys come, you see it. Like, usually there's just a little NFL open,
sliver.
There's just a little bit of room, and you're like, oh, that's what they were thinking. Like, it's hard to disseminate in the moment, but for this game, it was not. It was like, uh-oh, that guy is Jameson Williams, just broke free, and that ball is going to him over the middle.
Sometimes it's locked down. Other times it's a peephole, and you're like, oh, it's going to be really hard for the quarterback to do it through a peephole. They had floor-to-ceiling windows. That's what the coverage was looking like.
They did, and I have no idea. And somebody suggesting, did Dennis Allen, this is on the text line from the 708, did Dennis Allen want to show the Packers another mostly man coverage again after doing it at the Niners too? So who knows? I mean, I'd love to give Dennis Allen the benefit of the doubt and think that he's just trying stuff and scrambling, but that was just not a good defensive performance in the middle of the field.
The X factor here is that we trust Dennis Allen and his experience to give him the benefit of the doubt.
100.
And we trust Ben Johnson to do the same. That's what makes us different. Like, we don't look at it as coaching breakdowns here because we're like, what's the strategy behind this? You know, that then becomes the question. And it almost sounds like the players are repeating it. However, neither strategy has worked. And both times, and also against the Packers, they have done a lot of blitz look, or they've rolled up blitzes that had previously worked against lesser opponents. And the Packers, thusly, I think, were the first team that really checked down well out of it. Like, Jordan Love was absolutely surgical in the way that he would be able to release the ball before the blitz was picked up. And then additionally, you know, we did see that in these last two games. Like, that's the hard part. You had quality opponents, and you're trying to figure out how much of this is a fake out and how much of this is working on something else and how much of this is what happens when your guys aren't healthy enough.
You ever chew some gum and then throwing it up against the wall to see it stick?
Never done that once in my life. So when you do that,
I've done that before.
I did it with pasta.
Yeah, I do it with pasta.
You used to think pasta was done if you threw the noodle against the wall.
It's true. If it sticks, right?
You can also just eat it. You can have a bite of the pasta and that will let you know.
That's a different way to do it. A less messy way to do it.
I try really hard to get al dente down.
But the point I was making with the gum is even when you chew it up and it's wet and it's obviously sticky because gum is sticky, you have to throw it just right. For it to stick against the wall. Otherwise, it bounces off. Otherwise, it just falls straight down. I think they're in the chewing gum trying to...
Is this an Alabama thing? Is this what you did as a child? You guys want to do a little gum throwing?
You're outside board and you're chewing gum and there's a cement wall on the outside of a building. Sometimes you just do... Were you never a kid?
I did a lot of kid stuff,
but I don't remember throwing gum up against the wall.
I guess maybe.
Layla, did you?
We threw pecans into the street to hear cars run over them. We were literally throwing away money because pecans were so plentiful that they would just fall into the street and they would be green, you know, because they weren't ripe yet. And then you got to shell the thing.
Oh, it's a whole process.
So we would throw these pecans into the street and like listen to the crunch of cars running over them. And we're like, oh, that was a good one. That's what we used to do. And even now for entertainment, sometimes on Chicago River North residential streets, I will watch cars for fun bite it on speed bumps.
Wow.
Never gets old.
That's fun in the neighborhood if you have like dips or speed bumps, either one, to watch cars that obviously don't live there like trying to navigate.
You're going too fast into it.
Pop.
So that's my
entertainment when I'm not watching football, guys.
But back to Dennis Allen, like
back to gum.
Get Dennis Allen gum, however you want to say it. He's got to figure it out this week. But now at least he has two games of bad defense to say, well, this did work this one time.
Yeah.
One time, mind you. And this has not worked at all, so let's eliminate that. And then how are we trying to confuse Jordan Love and company? I don't know that Jordan Love and company can be confused with the personnel that you have at your disposal, sir.
Here's also my issue. You can't rush just four down linemen. You haven't been able to.
But the blitz.
I heard you rushed and attacked.
But the blitz, it ain't been effective.
But when it has been effective, though, it's been fun and awesome. Like, that's pretty much what I would be using CeeDee Gardner Johnson for at this point.
You brought up Kyler Gordon. Kyler Gordon's great at that. Like, because we've been through it a ton of times. Dennis, that's the guy that Dennis Allen, you know, circled at the beginning of the year. He can do all of this stuff. Unfortunately, whether he's back. I saw Kyler Gordon in the locker room yesterday, and I walked past him, and I go, hey, Kyler. And then he walks past, and then he turns around because he didn't hear me, and he's like, oh, and he smiles at me. And I go, see you in the playoffs, be playing in the playoffs? And then he just kept smiling. So that's as far as I could get.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything. But this guy, he's head faked like me that. Before. There have been times where he's like, "Yeah, looking pretty good for me," and then he doesn't play. So he's playing with
dance?
Me is what he's doing.
Yeah, is this just a lovely choreographed dance now between you two?
There is a dance that is
that
done between Kyler Gordon and I. So I don't know. I'm just giving you the information I have. He smiled when I said, "Are you going to be playing in the playoffs?"
Also,
as he was walking out of the locker room.
Also, I have a bonus question.
Ooh, bonus.
I swear on everything holy, you said Yaelin when you were talking to Jan.
Did you say Yaelin Johnson?
Wait, fuck. When I was talking to who?
Wait, Jaquan Brisker.
Are you serious?
Like, Yaelin said blah, blah, blah.
Can we hear the beginning of that again, Ray, if you have the opportunity? Ray's like running everything right now, so we have to be patient with
Ray's
our guy.
Ray's the running man. He can do that.
Yeah, no, I know he's very capable of doing it, but he's like literally has like six or seven things that he has to keep track of right now. If I said that, like if that's in my subconscious calling him the soft J, that's hilarious.
Yaelin said that they kind of use their strength.
Yeah, I think he said Yaelin.
Yaelin said that they kind of use their strength.
Yeah, that's a soft J, big guy. That's a soft J.
I don't know if it is, but I'll just accept it.
Oh, no, it was.
You think it is?
Hold on.
Yaelin said that.
There was no J.
No J.
Yaelin said that.
That was a Y sound.
Hooked
on phonics works for me, big guy.
The full name.
Also,
Yaelin Johnson, sir.
The still frame of Jaquan Brisker in that fur coat talking to Jeff Jodiak had me rolling.
Man was warm.
On the postgame show on Marquee.
Just because of the coat?
You
talking to
the size of it?
Yeah, oh, it's big, man.
And it's so good that it's slightly ludicrous, and that's why I love it. And then just Jeff Jodiak being like typical reporter in quarter zip with the mic, and I'm like, yes, this is the contrast I need in life. Like just the luxury and the ridiculousness of the coat and the hood on. He had the hood on. That's what made it so funny.
It's cold out there.
It is cold. It's very, you know, it's actually freezing, right? Where you see, like, if you're watching Marquee and you're watching whoever's doing the interviews, Joniak doing the interviews, it's so
Yoniak.
Cold. Yef Joniak. The great Yef Joniak. Yef Joniak. You can read about him all over the place these days. This has been a great year for Yef Joniak. I believe it's his 25th year, too. So shout out to JJ.
I know.
To
Ye Ye. We do love Yef Joniak.
Shout out to Ye Ye. It's so cold.
It's like, daily.
Because of all the tunnels. I mean, you're basically outside. So if you don't have a coat on, you're freezing down there waiting to get into the locker room.
So your
shout out to Yef Joniak and Yalen Johnson.
And Yaquan Brisker was right to wear the fur hood.
We have gone somewhere.
Well, you know what we're doing next.
What's that?
Y'all's calls.
Your turn.
312-644-6767. Because this is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And I think if we don't have a couple calls because, you know, people work and stuff, I have a question for you too.
Okay.
Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Raheemi Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we got time here. 312-644-6767. I want to ask my own question to you twos on Raheemi Harrison Grody. You guys didn't see Amon-Ra St. Brown and the rest of those Lions mocking the Bears' first down celebration and how it escalated throughout the game?
I did, actually, but I didn't notice it right away. I give credit to my colleague, Chris Amo, who sits next to me in the press box. He's like, yo, do you see what they're doing?
Chris was paying attention and you weren't?
Well, I guess you could put it that way. If that's what you want to deduce from it. Didn't you get enough from me already by bowing down to Aaron Rodgers today, Marshall?
I'm just trying to keep that trend going.
Well, you feel like you're getting a win today, don't you? You're just going to keep that momentum running.
So that has me with the game show music asking the question, is this petty? And the answer is yes. That would have driven me crazy during the game. If I was one of the safeties or I was in the secondary for the Bears and I'd be like a mercenary out there, I'd just like fly into people and probably bounce off because my tackling technique would be terrible. I'd be like, this is for that first down celebration. And then I'd like try to wrap up and he'd burn me and go 100 yards or something. But that would have driven me batty. Like, that would have gotten under my skin. It gets under my skin talking about it. And then did you notice how first it was, like, up here, like, in the headspace? Like, it was, like, within the frame of the body. And then by the end of the game, he's like, oh, yeah? Like, every time they would get one more emphatically, then it was, like, more emphatic of a first down celebration.
I blew it.
And the arms were even higher. Oof. The Fox crew noticed. The Fox crew was excellent yesterday.
The SpongeBob gif where he does the rainbow? It was like that?
Pretty much.
I regret right at this moment not having asked Jaquan Brisker about that.
Because you know he'd have talked about it.
Oh, he would have had an answer. There's no doubt. I thought there were more important issues to get to.
And you were right.
Yeah.
I think you could go back to Hallis Hall and you could ask him about this and it happened a few days ago. And I think he would still keep the same energy about it.
Oh, and I'm sure he's got some energy too, opinions about the Packers too, because Lord knows he's had those opinions in the past. So.
Yeah, like what has Bo Melton talked to you, Jaquan? What did he say?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Huh? Will you get to go twice with the new schedule
to Hallis Hall? This is a very interesting situation.
I think
the only day that I will be at the hall this week because of hosting and other responsibilities is Thursday. I don't know, like,
other responsibilities.
I'm not sure if there is a schedule out yet. I'm like kind of looking right now, but there should be, like,
there should be a schedule out.
Well,
now.
There might be. I just haven't looked, but there should be a full day at Hallis Hall tomorrow. Like, usually Tuesday's a day off. Should be a full day.
Do you have to go there tomorrow, or are you with us?
I am with you guys tomorrow, unless the powers that be see it better for me to go out to the hall. We'll see.
We call it producing on the fly.
That's
this
right.
is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We go to Larry and Waterman. Hey, Larry.
Lair.
Hey, you guys. Probably 20-year listener, first-time ever caller, so I'm feeling pretty cool about that.
Welcome.
Thank you. Congrats. Thanks.
Automatic six Bears. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. So I just want to, like, the overall vibe in the air right now is a, like, very negative one, and I kind of just want to offer, like, a different perspective. Like, the Bears ending the season the way they did could be, in hindsight, a potentially, like, very good one. You know, they, you know, had some luck, a gift, right? The Eagles losing, we get our 2 seed. Game ends up being meaningless. But they also learned 2 weeks in a row that we can't just rely on the fourth quarter miracles.
Yep.
As much as this season has seemed, like, magical, right? There's been all those moments, and, like, that's really cool to think about, like, in the past, you know, teams that were good, not great, but had some magic, you know what I mean? But I think ultimately, you know, going into it, like, knowing that you can't rely on that and, you know, you need to, refresh the formula, I think is a potentially a good situation right now. I think just a couple weeks back, I forget what game it was, we were winning, but they showed a graphic on all the Bears rookies, what round, what draft they were, and how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just felt like, I felt incredible watching that. You're reading it, you know, or think back to however many months you have to look back to see when this was being talked about. But Dennis Allen defense, generally, you know, everyone's excited about it. If they can refine that, this team is good. They're just not playing good.
Larry, great call. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, congratulations, Larry.
Yeah, man.
On calling in for the first time in 20 years.
Don't be a stranger, buddy. It was good stuff, and he's right. I mean, we talked about that. Like, my whole theme of, you know, even going back to the Take the North podcast that we recorded last night is that, hey, this is a warning. This is a warning. It's a wake-up call, however you want to phrase it, that you're not always going to live a charmed life. As charming as it has been for the Bears this season, it's time now to win without those crutches, so to speak.
This ain't no fairy tale. One, it's had fairy tale moments this season, but at the end of the day, we knew they couldn't live like this because a lot of those teams that you got all those turnovers off, they were inferior teams. We just went through looking at the 9 games that they won on the 2 different winning streaks of 4 games plus and understanding that those aren't great teams, but they found ways to win, which is all that mattered in terms of getting into the dance. Now that you're in the dance, how long can you stay in the dance? Well, you're going to be playing better quarterbacks than you've seen all season long.
You know what? You said fairy tale, and you know what that reminded me of?
What's that?
Where the lecture's always, no man's going to come and save you. You got to save yourselves.
Basically.
Be the man who saves yourself. It's really what it comes down to.
No, you're right. The white knight is you.
Like, or at least it's your teammates. You know, if there's a tackle you can't make, somebody else will get your back.
Yeah,
which I feel like happened. Also, poor Kevin Byard. He's out there trying his hardest and has that interception. And then the ensuing possession dies on the vine.
Did he even get on the vine? Like, that snap that went past Caleb Williams was like, oh, over. It's over before it starts.
Old Dolman, man.
So sometimes the TV broadcast stats and the ESPN stats, which ultimately end up being the NFL stats because of how that software works, don't always align. Like, for example, it said 196 for Caleb Williams, and it was amended to 197. I still had 196. Point is, I will often look it up online as I'm watching the game. And then the play said, snap, all caps, aborted. I'm like, oh, God, that was hard to read. But that's what happened there, unfortunately. And that's a good question about whether or not it died on the vine. So I don't know.
They need more. That's all I'm going to say. And when you have a razor thin margin because you put yourself behind the eight ball that you needed two touchdowns, two-point conversions just to tie the game, something eventually is going to go wrong.
Well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
That's it. We all live with those in life, don't we?
I try not to, but they follow me around.
You know who else we should ask about that? Ooh. Your Take the North podcast.
What? Is Dan Weider coming on this radio show next?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying,
Dan
Layla?
Dan Weider also attempted to get some words out of Ben Johnson yesterday, so we should ask him about that and more coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.